again. Le'elam yayim karadim kol mash yesh lo ev yisa bas tam chochem, that you yourself should marry tam chochem, ve'yasya bitul tam chochem, and your own daughter also try and marry you off to a tam chochem. Moshul is a good example. Le'in ve'agefen bin ve'agefen, that you want to put twigs of the vines from one vine, like grass, one into the next vine. Is dove noyim es kalbo, that's something very nice, and it comes out nice. Ve'lo yisa bas amoritz, but you should not marry the daughter of an amoritz. Moshe, as an example, le'in ve'agefen, you want to take the graft, a grape, the vines, be'in ve'asnir, to grafting it to a thorn bush. It's not nice. Dova kiyar ve'yena miskabel, something not nice. So you shouldn't marry the bath, the daughter of an Amoritz. Joshua ve'yena miskabel, l'shemen, people hear it, doesn't sound nice. Tana Rabbonin, le'yelam yim charodam kol mashi yesh lo'i ve'yisa bath tam l'chochem. A person should sell everything he has, and marry the daughter v'yisa bas tamachochem. He should marry the daughter of a tamachochem. What about loy motza bas tamachochem? He doesn't find the daughter of a tamachochem to marry. Is yisa bas g'deli ador? The next thing after a tamachochem is to marry a g'deli ador. So Rashi says it means anse maisa v'tzadikim. The person is not a tamachochem. He's just a g'deli ador in midas. He's anse maisa. He does a lot of maisa in toivim, and tzadikim is a big tzadik. Loy motza bas g'deli ador, you don't find a daughter of a big tzaddik, is yisa bas rosha kinesias, marry the daughter of the president of the shul. Loy motza bas rosha kinesias, you don't find somebody ahead of the shul, is yasiya bas gavoy tzedoka, marry the daughter of the father that takes care of tzedoka. Trashi bas gavoy tzedoka, sheimamanan elim came tevim in amodim, because usually you don't appoint somebody to be a head of the tzedoka unless he's a trustworthy person. That's also a good midah. Loy motza bas gaboy tzedaka, if you can't find the daughter of a gaboy tzedaka, is yasya bas milam de tinoikis. You should marry the daughter of the father-in-law is a rebbe. Milam de tinoikis, he learns Torah with the tummy, with small children. For loy yasya bas amoritz. But the worst thing is to marry the daughter of an amoritz. If nay shehen sheketz, because the shever is called the sheketz, the misazach, and Amorat Seposha means the person has no midas at all. He just goes around and does wild things, a not nice person, so that he's called like a sheketz. Rishasayim sheretz. And male, their wives are also like sheretz. So Drashi, sheretz means sheinim zirif mitzvahs. They don't take care of mitzvahs. And Amorat means he doesn't care, he does whatever he wants, he doesn't care about mitzvahs. So male, that's the way he brought up his children also, not to care about mitzvahs. So it's not a nice thing to marry these things, because it's also like a sheretz, like they're not nizer, they won't be careful about doing mitzvahs. The abunaseim huaymer, and the daughters, it said, oro sheichivim kol behema. So if you're living with a behema, so drashi shedoymas le behema, shein lem lev lovin. They don't have a heart to understand. Like in Amoritz, the pshat is, he doesn't care about the mitzvahs, he doesn't care about the Torah, he doesn't care about Hashem, he just does mudna things. That's the Amoritz here. So you don't use your heart to think about what you're doing, so that's not a good midah. That's like a behemoth. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer. Amoretz also lechel boser. And Amoretz is not allowed to eat meat even. Shenema, the Postik says, Zois teres a behemoth. This is the loch, is the Torah is about a behemoth, a yoif, and about a bird. As we darshin, kol oisik b'Torah, whoever learns Torah, is mutal lechel boser, behemoth, a yoif. He's allowed to eat the meat of an animal, or the meat of a chicken. For kol shein oisik b'Torah. But somebody does not learn Torah at all, and Amoretz, is also lechol boser behemah v'yoif. He has no rehetta to eat the meat or a chicken. The Torah was only matzah. You teach chicken only if you learn Torah. You zeis Torah sa behemah. You have to learn the Torah about it. And Amar Reb Loza, Amoretz muta lenoich Rav Yom HaKippurim shechalias b'Shabbos. Something Gemara. If you find an Amoretz, you let him Amar stab him. Take a knife and stab him, kill him on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos. You got to take a knife and stab an Amoritz. Omer lo tamidav, Rebbe. Omer l'shechtoi. What's up? You say stabbing means just like the lechu usually means just chop off his neck. To stab when I'm not a shechita. Why don't you say chotchel lost like shechita? Make a shechita. Like why is he worse than an animal? You kill an animal with a shechita. So why don't you say you're allowed to shecht an Amoritz? Omer lehem no zet toin bracha. When you shecht an animal, something good. You have to make a bracha when you're doing it. When you go kill an Amoritz, he doesn't deserve a bracha. Don't have to make a shechita on him. Just go ahead and stab him. So exactly what this Gemara means, about it's a bit shreya to understand it, exactly what's called an Amoritz here. Poshe an Amoritz means somebody that gives sorrow to Klal Yisrael. He does rishis, he starts up with you, he was besumsi. not just a ignorant person doesn't know. Adarab, he does know, and he bedafka does lahachis vakev. Bedafka gives sorrow to Klal Yisrael. Amar Reb Elazar, Amoritz also lislavois imay bederech. If you have an Amoritz, you're not allowed to walk with him alone in the street. But you have to be afraid, maybe he'll come to kill you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Kihi chayecho v'yerech yemecho. That by learning Torah, that's our life, and that gives us aricha, that lets us live a long life. Is an Amoritz doesn't care about this. He doesn't learn Torah at all. Is a mele al chayev lechas. Obviously, he doesn't care about his own life. Because if he cared about his own life, he would learn some Torah. How come he doesn't learn Torah at all? Obviously, he doesn't care about his own life. Is a mele al chayev chaveru lekol shchein. For sure, he doesn't care about your life. So you have to be afraid, maybe he'll come to kill you. And Rashi says, V'yesh lidoim, shem yagenu, you have to be afraid, this Amoritz. He says, Amoritz is not just an ignorant person. That means a person that's not nice. Like he knows what he should be doing, and he's doing the wrong things, and he does wrong because he wants to do wrong. So it's a dangerous person. You have to be careful not to walk along with him. You have to be afraid he'll never come to kill you. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Amoritz mutel lekore kedag. You find an Amoritz, you're allowed to rip him up like a fish. And then mamash kill him. Cut him up. Omer Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchok Megaboy from his back. Don't do it in the front, do it in his back. Rip him down his back. Sant Gemara, you have to know exactly what to do. Vashi Megaboy, Tesu Lechai, he won't live anymore. They're meaning Beshkita Schulin. Korah Kedak, Metama B'yoyim. If you rip up somebody like a dog, you rip him down there, he has Tumas Mace on him already. V'yafagash Mefarfer, even though he's still moving around the guy, that's called a dead person already. V'yama Rebbe Shmuel Rebbe Yitzchok Megaboy. You have to rip him down from the back. By the time you have Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, famous master in the door, Rabbi Kiva first was an Amoritz, and then at 40 years old, he first started to learn Torah. So Rabbi Kiva said, before I started to learn Torah, when I was still an Amoritz, or Marty, I would tell people, whoever would give me a Talmud Chochim, I would bite him up like a chamor, like a donkey. Omruloi Tamidus or Tamidim Yesu Mekiva, Rebbe, Omek a Kelev, how come you say you would bite them up like a donkey? Why don't you say you'd bite them up like a dog bites? Omrulam, so Mekiva answer back, no, I'd bite them worse than a dog. Zen Noishchoi Vishaver Etzim, a chamor bites and breaks the bones. Vizhen Noishchoi Vishaver Etzim, a dog doesn't break the bones though. So it means he would bite them worse than a dog would bite somebody. That's how much, like an Amoritz hates a Talmud Chochim. And Posh the Pshat is he's jealous. Like they say now, an Amoritz is a Pshat, somebody that knows what right is, he knows what he knows that he should be learning, and vice versa he could be learning, but he's bedafka doing wrong. So somebody that's doing wrong, the Pshat is he's jealous and of somebody that does the right way. He can't take it. So an Amoritz sees him, Talmud Chochim, he really wants to kill him. That's one of the reasons why Fakert, if you find him, you should kill him first, because you have to know he's aiming to kill you. Tanya Hoyereb Meir Oimer. Call Hamasya Bitel Amoritz. If somebody marries his daughter off to an Amoritz, is Kilu Koifto Manichlof Neri. It's as if you're tying up your daughter and putting her in front of a lion. That Ma'ari, just like a lion. Doris Vaichel, how does a lion eat? He tramples over you, and he eats you up. The Ainlai Boshisponim is not afraid, not embarrassed of anybody. Af Amoritz, the same thing. If you're going to marry your daughter off to an Amoritz, this husband here, Maki, he'll hit his wife, or boil, or just be boiled whatever he wants. He won't be Mephayisa, he won't do it nicely. The Ainlai Boshisponim won't be afraid of her. So it's a terrible thing to give your daughter over to an Amoritz. Again, this Amoritz means Agrabian here, it means. It's a wilde mensch. Has no Midas Travis at all. Tanya Rebbe Lezawaina. If not for the fact that the Amoratzim, they need us to do business with us, they would zicha kill us out. Like the Sagram Kiva said before, there's such a big jealousy, the Mamish hate us, the Amoratzim. And Tanya Rebbe Chia, kol oisik v'atero lefnei Amoritz. If somebody learns Torah in front of an Amoritz, you know your Mamish like racing him on, it's such a bad thing in front of his eyes, his kilu boil arusase b'fonim. It's as if you're being boiled, you have tashmish with your own wife in front of the Samoritz. It's the same type of a thing. Whereas he gets burned up when he sees somebody learning Torah. Rashi says, like you're being Mavayashim. The fact you learn Torah in front of him, the mamas eats him up. Because he knows he should be doing it, and he's doing wrong, and he can't stand when somebody does right. And what's the raya here? Shenem, the pasuk says, Torah tzivalanu Moshe Marosha. Is al tikri Marosha, it's like Yerusha for us, ela ma'orsa. It's like an arusa. Then what does that mean? Rashi lechol kilos Yisrael. In other words, that it's like an arusa. So you have to know, you don't do it in front of somebody, it's not nice. So you don't learn Torah in front of an Amoritz. So the Gemara, G'doyla sinna she'soinin amiyoritz atamidi chachamim. It's greater, the sin of the hatred that an Amoritz has for a Talmud Chacham, yoysimua mi sinna she'soinin oivdei kechovim es Yisrael. It's a bigger hatred that Goyim have for Yisrael. How's like this? That a person that once knew what right is, and he goes away, those people are worse than Goyim. Unushasayim yoysimihen. And their wives are worse than them also. Their wives raised them on more. Vaita Tona, Shono Pirish, Yoisimikulam. Somebody that Metchila learned Torah. He was a Talmud Chacham. And then he goes off to Derech and becomes an Amoritz. He goes connected to Torah. That's the worst of them all. He mamish hates a Talmud Chacham. He hates another Yid. He's the worst of them all. Worse than Amoritz, and that's worse than a Goy. Tona Rabbonin, Shisha Devorim Nemu Bi Amoritz. There are 6 things said about an Amoritz. Ein Moisim Lemedis. He don't give him over any edis. We don't trust his edis to be witnesses. We ain't mekabel me made a edis, and we don't be mekabel from them. We don't make them a witness. And if they come to us to say witnesses for us, we don't listen to them. We ain't mekabel on them. So you're not supposed to tell them anything privately. You'll be afraid they'll go and tell other people. And Rashi says, "Ain meisel amedis, ain mezan menoisel lishmoya dovel hoyedolov." Don't bring him over here to be a witness to say over later. Don't tell him anything private, because he'll zecha tell everybody about it. You don't let him take care of Yisaimim. You have orphans. You don't let an Amoritz take care of the affairs of an orphan. He'll jip him. Who are then if you have a fund for tzedakah? You can't let an Amoritz take care of it. V'yayim nislav v'nimo en bederech. You're not allowed to walk with an Amoritz alone in the road, like we had before. We have to know that the Amoritz hates us, and you have to be afraid he'll come and kill us. V'yayishayim, some say, afein machriz na'lavidosei. If he lost something in Amoritz, you don't have to be machriz, don't have to go around to try and give it back to him. So the chur of the kasher is, how do you know it's an Amoritz aveda? Because if you find the clothing that belongs to an Amoritz, you don't have to be machriz and say, like, if, who lost this coat? So, the Mishleim, a regular, we find the coat, is halacha. You have to, you find the coat, Mishtam is from another Yisroel, so you have to be machriz and say, who lost this coat? Go and find it. Here we say, no, if you know this coat came from an Amoritz, then halacha is you don't have to be machriz, you don't have to shout out who lost it. But the question is, how do we know this is a coat that belongs to an Amoritz? It's talking about a lost coat. You don't know who it belongs to. But some of us want to learn, the pshat was, there was a revav, there was dirt on the begodin. The locher is a Talmud Chacham, and not allowed to wear a beggar that has stains on it. Only an Amoritz wears those types of begodin. So you found here a beggar that has a lot of stains on it. So you found stains on the beggar, you have a right to them on. It belongs to an Amoritz, and then you're not mechuyev to return it. I'll tell you this, this guy, Shriya. So the other two, we're also, Yamri going, Sheshayorah Shal Amoritz of Eris, Rinu Shinafim Him. And you saw a whole caravan of people just pass by, and they're all 10 of them big Amoratzim, and they, from those 10 people, you saw something fell out of them. So you know clearly this chayfetz came from them, you don't have to return it to them. But for the more of a Tanakama, why Tanakama Mashim, we do have to return it to them? Because Zimna Denofik Menei Zaramalya, even though they don't deserve to have it back, but maybe they'll have good children, and their children will be tzadikim. So it's kedai to give it back to them, that the sons will yarshin it from the father. The Yochalei and the son eventually will use it. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yochin, you should prepare yourself for Tzadik Yilbush. And then the Tzadik, the son that becomes a Tzadik, he'll use it up. So therefore you have to give it back to the Amoritz, even though he doesn't deserve it. Maybe he'll have a son that will deserve it. Right, the Mishnah says then, Nechei Misha Yotza. If somebody took the meat, the boss of Shlomim, out of Yushalayim, the loch is, it has a psul now, it's yoytze chutz l'chaymes of Yushlayim, and then you have to burn it. So he said it depends. If you went too far, we didn't bother you to go back to Yushlayim. If you didn't go past Seifim, then you have to go back and burn it in Yushlayim. So more l'meimra, to Rav Meir Yisova kebeitza hu d'choshev. So the machlokes in the Mishnah, how much meat do you have to have outside to say you have to bring it back to burn? So Rav Meir says it's a beitza. You have to have the size of an egg. So the name of the Remeya Sava Kibetsu the Choshev. What's called a Choshev, an important size? The size of an egg. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Kizayis, he was more machmir, says no. If you only have the size of a meat, the size of an olive, also you have to return it to Yerushalayim. Is Rabbi Yehuda holds Kizayis Nami Choshev. So it's a machlokes for Remeya, and Rabbi Yehuda is the size of a Kizayis of an olive, Choshev or not. For the more Avakashra on this, Reminu, Ad Kamahim Mizamnin, when somebody eats bread, and he got finished eating the bread, how much does he have to eat in order to have a zimun? The Rashi says, Mazamim, Shloisha, Shloch, Lakachat, Adnan, Chayovu, Mazamim. That you have to make a zimun together, bench together. V'yein Rishoyin Lechal, they're not allowed to bench separately, but you have to bench together. Is that Kizayis? Tanakami says, if you eat a Kizayis, that's the Shir Choshev, you have to bench together. V'yab Yudu Amarat Kibetza. V'yab Yudu says, no, only if you eat the size enough bread of a Kibetza. But less than that, you don't have to bench together. So you see here just the opposite. Reb Yehuda says the Shir Choshev is a Kebetza, and Poshev Tanakamah, Reb Meir holds, no, even the Kazayas is Choshev. So it's a Stira. Om Reb Yechon, the Mechlefas HaShita. Any time we change around the Shitas, to say that Reb Yehuda is the one that says a Kazayas, and the Chomim Reb Meir says a Kebetza. Abayir Raman El Yerlom LaTepech. No, you don't have to change around the Shitas. But there are two different Machlekes in here. Hosam V'Kroi Pligi, Hocha V'Svar Pligi. There are two different Svaras. One is a Machlekes in the Posek, and one is a Machlekes in the Svara. Hosam bikroi pligi. Why, when, how much do you have to eat in order to bench together? It's a machlokes in the psukim. Reb Meir Sava, the pasuk says, v'yachalto zuhi yachila. If you eat, v'savoto zushtia. If you drink, v'yachila b'kizayis. The pasuk says, v'yachalto v'savoto v'rachto. Once you eat, then you have to bench. So what's called an achila all over? A kizayis. If you eat a kizayis, you have to bench. So that's a choshev b'shia for benching. You eat a kizayis of bread. We have Yehuda Sobar, V'yachalta, V'savota, how do we darshin? Achilash yesh basviya. It doesn't mean a normal eating, but it means a special type of an eating that you're a little satisfied with it. V'yezazu, what size is an eating that gives you a little satisfaction to it? B'kibetza. So that's the machloikis here of Yudin and Reb Meir. It's not a machloikis in Svara by benching, it's Svara how you darshin the pussy. See, even though we talk a paskin that midiraisa, yonim chuyif to bench, V'yachalta, V'savota, if you eat a lot, more than the kibetzah. You have to, mamas, fill yourself up that you're satisfied. That's that we bench, when we only eat the size of the kezayis, that's only midirabonim. So he says, this gemara here is only a smachtis. It's not really midiraisa, because midiraisa, according to both of them, you don't have to bench until you eat mamas, sviya, filling yourself up. That we're saying, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's enough to you have to eat the kibetzah, it's also only in a smachta. Like midirabonim said, you don't have to bench unless you eat a kibetzah. Because the pasuk of first says, v'chata pesavota. And the Chomim say, no, we pass on to the Chomim, like Remeya here, that you have to bench even if you don't eat a kezayis. But here the Machlokes is totally haidash in this posit, of Yachalta v'savoto. Vaita Mashenken Bayos, it's a different Machlokes. Because the Hocha b'svar pligi. And our Mishnah, that we say, if you took with you this Bosa Kochim out of Yushlayim, how much do you have to take out to say you have to bring it back in to burn it? So Machlokes in Svara. The Remeya is Savar Chazarosai Kutumosai. The halacha, you take this piece of meat to storm outside of Yerushalayim to bring it back, is telling the shir ketumosai. Ma tumosai, just like an oichel, when is the mekabel tumah? Or else, when does it have a koyach to metama something else? Kibbebeitza, the size of a beitza. Is av chazarosa kibbeitza? The same thing, if you took this piece of meat outside Yerushalayim, if you have the size of a beitza, then you have to bring it back in. So you also swear it's totally what the choshev shir is to get the yuchas tumah. We have Yehuda Sava, no. Chazarosai kisuroi. This halacha, if you took the meat outside Yerushalayim, when do you have to bring it back? It's totally in the Isser. How much meat do you have to eat in order to be over the Isser? That's how much meat you have to bring back to Yerushalayim. Ma isuri, everybody knows, when you eat the meat that's also to eat, how much do you have to eat? An achila always is kezayis. Is bekezayis. Is af chazarosai bekezayis. Who had been bringing it back to Yerushalayim is also totally in the kezayis. Rashi kisuroi, shel chometz of bosa kodesh nami, mishenim so b'yetza yosef achila. Like anything that's also to eat, the shir always is because I is. Tanya Reb Nosson Oimer, zeh v'zeh kishtei beitzen. Both shirim by for chometz and for this bosa shlomim, to say you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim or go home and burn it, is only the shir of two beitzen. For hoyd l'chachom, the chom weren't asking, that's too big of a shir, you don't need such a big shir. There'll come a time when it won't be so yikoris, it won't be so valuable, or the light, ukfoyim for kent will be put down. So Rashi says, I did the Ari of Yishlaim, since we're talking about Yishlaim, the Yitzias Shoreham, Tikhtoni, the Chaim Mishyotz Mishlaim, talking about going out of Yishlaim, Posach by Pashoso, Tibin Lameima Kamon Shosa Koshborchu Loisefa Yishlaim. Now we're soon going to bring down Psukim, that Koshborchu will be Moisef in onto Yishlaim. So our Mishnah is talking about if you go out of Yishlaim, so we bring down Psukim now, they're talking about that eventually Yishlaim will be more bigger than it is right now. For the Gemara, my Yikoros Ukfoim. What does it mean? It's yoker, it's very valuable. Ukfoyim Ashram is not so valuable. It's just the opposite. It's put down. Omer Reb Leza, Zer Or, this is the light. She yoker boilom azeh, it's very valuable in this world. Ukfoyim Leilom Abo, it's not so valuable in Leilom Abo. Shrashi Keshecham Amiro, Begvurosa Voyra Godol, Oysa Yorchoshev Yoker Shalom. That this light, the great light we have in this world right now, from the sun, Yokofi Vekal Leilom Abo. It won't be so valuable in Leilom Abo. Kodova Kal, anything that's not so valuable, is Kori Kofoi. Safa, that's like floating on the water. Because Oilam Abo, you won't need this light, or else it means this much light that we have now will be nothing compared to the light we'll have then. Then there'll be a bigger light. We have Yechanan Omar, Elo Negoyim V'yoylis. It means the Aloch is of Negoyim V'yoylis. She Koran Heim V'yolam Azeh. It's very Choshev in this world. O Kvin Heim Oilam Abo. It's like Tophul to Oilam in Oilam Abo. There's going on people that sometimes people are very choshim, they respect you in this world, phonies. Come to Elam Abo, they'll put them in a place. They'll show them who's choshim, who's not choshim. The Marki Ho, the Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. Chola, she got sick, he like fainted. He went to sleep a little bit. Ki Ho, that when he woke up, Omalei Yahuwah, my choshim, why says he had a chalim? So he asked him, what did you see in your dream? What did you see? Is Omalei Oilam Hofuch Risi. Like he went up in Shemayim and he saw a Faker Tevelt, a turned over world he saw upstairs. So what does that mean? Elyonim Lamata Vatachtoinim Lamala. People that are in this world, people thought they're very rich. They gave them a lot of covid. And on the other world of Shemayim, they saw Tachtoinim, they're not so choshev. So Rashi says, people that are just rich and people give them a lot of chesed in this world, but they're not so nice to Hashem, is that they're not so good? So Rashi istnigra gova porcha ruchai. He like fainted, he came out like he died, come out, and then his ruach came back to him again. Is al yain and lamata the Rashi oisin shoyekan chashuvim risi kalim. The people in this world, everybody thinks they're such chashuv people. In Shemayim, I saw they weren't so chashuv. Omalois, his father answered him back. Beneath Oilam Borarisa. You didn't see a turned over world. You saw the truth there. You saw a gzunta world. That's the Yemis. The Anan, Heichi Hosam. Where are we? The Tamil Chum, and where are we there? Ki Heichi, the Isa Anan Hocha, Hochi Yistin Hosam. The same way you're here, the same way you're there. Shrashi Benan, Tamil Chumim, Heichi Yistin Hosam. We're the same place. The Shamati, though, but I heard over that they said in Shemayim, Shemayim, Ashrim Yishabola Khan, Betamuda Biyodi. It's very good for a person to come into Shemayim after his mace, and he has a Talmud to be other, means he learned a lot of Torah on this world. The Shemati, I also heard Shoy Waimrim, Haruge Malchus, the people that were killed on Kiddush Shemayim by the governments, is Einodim Yochul Amav Michitzosim. Nobody could stand next to them. It's the Chol Choshim, because they were Moise Nefesh by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is Uman Nilu, who are these people? Elayim, Rabbi Kiv, if you want to say it's Rabbi Kiv, of Echaveroi, by the Asar, Haruge Malchus, is the reason why they're so choshev because at the end they got themselves killed at Kiddush Shemayim and not more. The crew that the Asara Haruge Malchus were Gadeli Ador, even without that Maisa, they deserve to be in a choshev place. Elot means Haruge Lud. The people that Haruge Lud, it's Rashi Shnei Achim Hoyu, Shemosu Ratzim Al Yisrael, Shehoidu Al Atzmon Arigas Bat Melech, Shehoi Matil Moison Hakol Yisrael, that they gave up themselves today to save the whole city. The Maisa says they weren't so choshev otherwise, but because of this Maisa, they were very choshev.
The Pasuk says weiter in Tzachayim, Vayoyim Ahu, Yiyye al Metzilois Hasus, Kodesh Lashem. Yes, the Gemara says, My Metzilois Hasus, what does it mean with the shade of a horse? Omri Beshua Ben Levi, Osir HaKodesh Baruch Hu Lohisif Al Yerushalayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu will make Yerushalayim much bigger, he'll add onto the land of it, Ad Shasus Rots. Umatzel. He's like, until the sus can run, Rashi says that means until Chatzais Hayim, that the shade is underneath the sus. Like after Chatzais, the shade is more towards the other side. So exactly by Chatzos, the sun is right on top of you. Therefore, the shade is called underneath the sus. It's how long, how far a sus could run from the beginning of the day until Chatzos. That's how much land the Kodesh Baruch Hu will add to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Kol Metzilois, it means Shetolim Lesus, Bein Einov Yio Kodesh Lashem. It's all the ornaments, the bell that you put on the horse, they will give to our Kodesh, to the Beis Hamikdash. For the Rabbi Yechida Nomar, Kol Biza Sheboizes in Yisrael Ad Shor, Shasus Rots, Umatzil, Yio Kodesh Lashem. It's when they have a Mechom and they beat up the Goyim, all the stuff they take away from the Goyim, one day from the morning until Chatzos, that's how much, that's what they will give to the Beis Hamikdash. Rabbi Shleim Lamandi Yoma Kol Biza, Shebozuzu Yisrael, all the booty that the Klai Yisrael gets from the Muhammad, Haino, the Siddur Pasuk says, Boho, you have serious the Beis Hashem, Ki Mizrachim Lifnei Hamizbech, that there'll be plenty of nice silver kalim given to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Bedek Abayis. Il Lamandi Yoma, Bahanech Tarti, but only the ornaments that are on the horse itself, My v'hoyah asirus b'beis Hashem. What does it mean that there'll be a lot of kalim given to the Beis Hashem? Where are these kalim coming from? And the Gemara milsach ritikom. It's something else. It's saying the misasri Yisrael Klai Yisrael will become rich, or misnadvi umaisi, and they'll bring a lot of matonis to give to the Beis Hamikdash. So Moses bishleim alamandiyam. It's understandable that biza that says that the booty you get from winning the war. Hainu the receive the pasuk says lo yiyo kenani oy b'beis Hashem tzavokis. They won't have to have any merchants going around in the Beis Hamikdash taking care, that they'll be able to take care of themselves. Or Rav Rashi explains, Kanani, Lo yiyot tzurichim gizborim lasay schorim v'nichse hegdish. You won't have to have gizborim to do business with hegdish's property, like to make money for hegdish, because they'll be very rich hegdish, because everybody's going to give so much matonis to hegdish. So the Gemara, Elaman di yom hanech tarti mai v'lo yiyot Kanani, if it's just given these two things, that the ornaments of the sus, so what does it mean Hegdish will be so rich? There won't be any oni, it means. So tomorrow, Kanani minol and dikri tagar. How do we know that Kanani means a businessman? In other words, not that the Hegdish will become so rich, but the chlal and klal Yisrael, there won't be any poor people anymore. Now, how do we know that Kanani means a tagar, a businessman? The Pasuk says, Vayashram Yehuda bas ish Kanani. My Kanani, what does it mean he married the daughter of a Kanani? Elaim, a Kanani mamish, he married mamish, the daughter of a Kanani. Efshebo Avram v'hizr. Is it possible that Avram Avinu told his sons not to marry Kanani? Yitzchak. He told Yitzchak not to marry from Kanan. Bo Yitzchak v'hizr es Yaakov, not to marry from Kanan. Yehuda also v'nosim, is it true that Yehuda would go and marry somebody from Kanan? Eloam Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Bas Gavra Tagar means he married the daughter of a merchant. Desiv. Kenan biyodoy mozne mirma. He has false weights. He's a merchant that sells things. The boy saying another pasuk gives me offer from here. Asher soich v'sorim kenani nichvedayoritz. So mashma the kenanim are called merchants. He loved after the kenani that come from that city. Just it means the merchants. Yet in the last pasuk, another pasuk by Zchari is v'hoyu Hashem lemelach hakol oritz b'yoyim huyia Hashem echod shmeichod. For the Gemara otu idno lav echadu. Now a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not only one. What do you mean? It will come a time. Amravacha Bar Chanina. Loi koylam hazeh olam abo. Oylam hazeh this world. Al besuris tovus on good news. Oyme baruch atov yemeitiv. We thank Hashem. The al besuris rois. But on bad news. Oyme we say baruch dayan emes. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the dayan. He does truth. No, but olam abo kula atov yemeitiv. We'll only hear good things. We'll never hear bad things. Ushmo yech. What does that mean? My yechod. Otu idno lav shmo yechod. Isn't it now also Hashem's name is one? Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, loy koyla mazeh olam abo. Hoyla mazeh nichta b'yudkei. In this world, we write Hashem's name, yudkei vokei. V'nikra b'yalav dalet. And we read it though with adoy, avol olam abo, kula yechod. Nikra b'yudkei. And we'll read it also the way we pronounce the yudkei. V'nichta b'yudkei. So, alright, we'll stop here. We'll finish it the next tape.